Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we are discussing in class Aquarius, the Third Horseman with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great, great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing
That's
great.
Good to hear.
Hopefully, everybody else is doing great, too, in these crazy but interesting times we're living in.
Yeah.
And first, let me again, as always, acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the family and listening audience with love, respect, and honor, and most of all, for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us is greatly appreciated. Us, thank us. Yes, it's Antoinette. So, since our last class, what has happened your way? Anything interesting?
Oh, boy. You know what? There's always so much mess. I think the mess is everywhere. My goodness, the only thing I can tell is just is all these shootings. I want to say children with guns, but it's not just the children. It's, well, people acting like children. I don't know. But with these guns, it's crazy. It's just truly crazy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it truly is. But as we know and as we're saying and we're dealing with it, it is the signs of the time.
Yeah.
And again, in these classes, this is what we're doing. We're putting all this mess together, these pieces of information of life that we all have, a piece of information of this puzzle of chaos that we're living in, and trying our best to bring the order. But we're doing our part.
Yeah.
By informing, because as we say, his will be done. And by the way, his will be done is 49, which is a 4, which
yeah.
is God, which is truth. Truth will be done, family, and this is what we're doing at the end of the day. See, because the words that separate us tonight as we do in these classes, always try to bring Maya, the balance, so that we can see both sides of the equation, so that we have the tools, which we do, so that we can measure, because that's the times that we're in right now. Before I get started, let me slow down because I'm getting ready to break into the class, and you haven't even given any of your current events. So if you have any that you wanted to bring to the table for the family, the time.
Well, I do, but I want to get to the class.
Okay, well, we'll get on to the class, and in between, if you want to mention something that strikes a chord, then feel free. So,
okay, thank you.
Starting off, family, we know that this year is 2023, which is that 7. So Aquarius, third horseman. Aquarius is 34. Which is the 7. Horseman, or the third horseman, is also 34, which is a 7. When we look at the title, Aquarius, the third horseman, comes to 86. And we've been through 86 being 14, which is what we're showing is that we can't, or we shouldn't, because you can do anything, and that's the point to all of this, the can-do attitude that we can make all of this happen. But seeing that when we say certain things like Aquarius and Third Horseman, not seeing the numbers, we only see these words by its description, definition, and direction. And if we are the creators, we are, by seeing the numbers behind these words now, we don't have to stay entangled in a web of seeing these words the way the English of confusion from the occult has us believing. So, again, being in the age of Aquarius, which is the age of the third horseman, is to bring balance, because that's what the third horseman did. He brought, or she brought, balance. But they call him horseman, so saying he, and he had a balance in his hand. The balance is 15. And this is what we're doing. We're balancing the word. Word is 15. See, because the balance is used, as they said, to measure. And we noted we measure by way of numbers. Measure is 20. Number is 20. This is the pattern that we're using to solve these problems. Pattern is 20. Solve is 20. Problem is 20. Now, not being tied down by seeing these words and seeing the numbers behind the word, when we look at Aquarius, the third horseman, we're looking at what we've been saying for I don't know how long. It's the divine consciousness. Divine 25, consciousness is 52. 25 plus 52 is 77. 7 plus 7, 14. We're back on the 5 again. Seeing that all of this is tied to us truly being aware of our gift. Aware is 16. Gift is 25. 16 plus 25 is 41. But now that we are tied to the divine consciousness and we are aware of our gift, we now know that it's our true bloodline that shows my kind. Because as it's referred, all that's my color ain't my kind. So my kind is my bloodline. My kind comes to 16. Bloodline comes to 25. Again, 25 plus 16 is 41. What we've done is we've gotten online with mankind. Online is 16. Mankind is 16. 16 and 16 is 32, which is that 5. A lot of us have been cursed to ignore. That's all the curse is when we ignore what we are capable of seeing. Curse is 25. Ignore is 25. 25 and 25 is 50, which is bam, back to the 5. And we've been
so long in the box. Stuck is 25. Box is 7. 25 plus 7 is 32. And this box that we've been stuck in is our mindset through education that we've truly been institutionalized. Education is 34. Institutionalized is 70. 34 plus 70 is 104, which is 5. We can look in the Bible and see this refers to the flaming bush. Flaming is 23, and bush is 20. 23 plus 20 is 43, which is 7. And when we think of the burning bush, it refers to Moses, who divided not only the Red Sea, but the people. He divided the people. Moses is 20, which is 2. And divided is 32, which is 5. 20 plus 32 is 52, which is the 7. Even biblically, when it refers to the two fish from Jesus Christ, where you got the 2 plus 23 is 25, which is that 7. That 7 is when we refer to the I am is 7. For us, the I am is no more than we are transmitters and receivers. Transmitter 5, receiver 38 to 2. Transmitter is 50, I'm sorry, 5. So we're seeing all of these things. When we say the Big Bang, which is 7, I am is 7, Big Bang is 7. One deals with religion, the other deals with science. But now we see the Big Bang is no more than what's really mind-blowing. It's coming from you. It's no more than the Galactic Federation. That's coming to the First Nation. The First Nations. Because we are the First Nations. And think about this term that we always hear. First will be last, and the last will be first. But now think about it in this manner. We were the first, and now we're the last. But when we get back in order, get in alignment, the last will be first. It's only because of our disobedience family, which is 47 to 2, directly to us, our disobedience, because of what? We did not obey. Obey is 11. Disobedience is 11. This is how...
Which brings us to the 2.
Right. This is how all of this, no problem. This is why all of this plays a big part. See, because what we
need to truly do is right here, right now, right here, is truly start living in the moment. So that even brings us to the seven and the seven being C. To see everything is on the one. And when we look at C being 16, which is 7, everything is on the 1 is 88, which is 7, but 88 plus 16 is 104, which is that 5. But this is when we're going to see everything on the 1. See, because even getting to that 7 and 7, dealing with us in along, of course, with the 5, because the 7 and 7 gives us the 5. The 7 starts with no more than the solar, and the 5 is the rays. And these solar rays hit our third eye. In science or biology, the third eye is called the pituitary gland. Pituitary is 41, by the way, and rays is 14. This is why the sun rays are the solar rays, and solar is 16. And when those rays hit the pituitary, chemicals have an exchange. The chemicals that the pituitary activates is called the serotonin. And the chemicals from the serotonin affects the melanin. Well, serotonin is 34, the 7, and melanin is 16, the 7. That pituitary gland that is transferring those chemicals of serotonin to the melanin, and the melanin is in the pineal gland. Pituitary is 41 and pineal gland is 32, coming from the 7. The 7 being serotonin converts the melanin during sleep. This is why we need the proper amount of sleep. So those rays, solar rays from the light of the sun, it gives us so much energy, even more, just as much as vitamin D. So that's even the chemical breakdown of that 7 serotonin and 7 melanin. See, because understanding that true transference in that melanin resides that weapon of consciousness. See, because weapon is 16, the 7. Melanin is 16. Think about it, family. Why do they despise us so much? We constantly talk about that 7 of melanin, not knowing the spiritual weapon of consciousness that resides right there. It's being activated during this time. And to truly get into the 7 called the third horseman, saying that he brought balance to measure by the number. And I think I told you measure is 2, it's 29, but that's 2. Number is 20. Pattern is 20. Prove is 20. Solve is 20. Problem is 20. So this is how we can truly solve this problem to balance the word. Because when we look at the balance of this six, because that's what it comes to, 15, the six. When we talk about the beat of our heart connected to the vibration of the earth, beat is 15, 6, heart 24, 6, vibration 33, 6, and earth 24, 6. See, that's every day and night. Seriously, when we look at it, when we talk about God, truth, spirit, spiritual, all of that is four. And when we talk about the universe, telepathy, communication, medicine, mind, portal, the universe is two. All of that's two. So God and universe, four and two, brings us to the six. If we're not into that, it doesn't matter, because that two and four is in everything we do, two and four. You inhale, which is 20, which is a two. You exhale, which is 22, the four. We breathe oxygen. Breathe is 31, the 4. Oxygen is 20, the 2. Again, 31 and 20 is 51, the 6. This happens every day and night. Day is 7. And night is 26. 7 plus 26 is 33 to 6. That's day and night. That's a 6 again. We refer to it as AM. 1 and a 1, 11. Or PM, 31, which is 4. AM and PM, a 6. We say that's 24 hours. We throw that day on there. Well, guess what? You got the 24 hours. The word hours come to 25. That's a 7. And we say that all the time. 24/7. 7 also comes up today. Day is 7. Every day. And we know 247 is 13. 24/7 is 31. Back to that 4. See, this is what we embrace and release. Embrace is 22. The 4. Release is 29. The 2. See, when we look for truth, salvation, it comes through the Heavenly Father. Salvation is 30. Heavenly Father is 57. 5 plus 7 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. 3 and 3. Heavenly Father, salvation. We look at Saviors, which is 30, coming from the Messiah, which is 30. All of this is doing personally for us is that it's our true discipline through our personal sacrifice. That's what we're doing. That's the 3 and 3. That's the word that we stand by. That's why, what is the saying? Your word is your vine.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's
Brother Eddie.
Six. Yes, yes.
Not to throw you off track, but let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
In light of everything that's going on today and where we are, how do the numbers benefit us?
Numbers benefit us.
Numerology. For the new callers that we have, to explain to them how the numbers help us in this time.
Well, again, the numbers are for the purpose to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight that we've been hearing all our life. Just like that phrase, that saying that I just used, hidden in plain sight comes to 74. 7 plus 4 is 11. That's the number. Number comes to 20, which is that 2, 11. That's why we say this is what we're using to measure. Measure is 2. To solve. Solve is 2. Your problem. Problem is 2. But now seeing. Seeing is 2, 29. By seeing a different way, because by using the words by its description form of their definition by any English word, seeing it that way only, prison within itself. We're even going to get to why that's the prison. So, in a nutshell, we're being revealed the new beginning that's transforming right in front of our eyes. The change is the transformation. But it's an ending of a thought that we've been programmed to think one way and one way only. This is part of the change.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's
it is.
What's being revealed by way of the numbers. Reveal is 23.5. Change is 20. A change is going to come. Now we're actually able to see the change by the number behind the word. And here is the key to the six that we were going over with the balance of the word. The word of balance always gives you choice. That's why choice is 24. It's part of the word. It's part of the six. You choose what you want to do. Choose is 24, which is the six.
Yes.
The key to what I'm giving behind these words that we've used that have put us in a program. N is six. Program is 24, six. Well, how do we get out? I'm showing you the way. Out is 15, which is six. By finding the word, the balance, the six of all of this nonsense, of the confusion of English, the occult language that we're speaking. Family is only one way out. And see, nobody is, again, that's a beautiful question that you ask. Why is it necessary? What is it good for? What purpose does it serve? See, this is why our part right now is to get on the same page.
Yeah.
Part is 16. Page is 16, family. So the page that we're on tonight and we all on is on that 7. This page that we're on is consciousness. This page that we're on is divine. This page that we're on is Aquarius, third horseman, through conversation that will activate your soul. and you ain't got to sign nothing to nobody. You're getting this all by the numbers of signs, symbols. And we must develop a personal relationship. This is why what I give you, I'm giving it to you my way. But my way is your way, because you can use my way if you choose. There's the choice. If you choose to. If not, let it go. If it doesn't apply, if it doesn't resonate with you, let it go. If it's useful, baby, use it.
Yeah.
And that's the key. And I was saying these phrases, and all of it has numbers. That's why what I say when I say resonates, even if I didn't use the numbers behind these words, we're already using them. And we're just knotting them together, because what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, baby. See, it ain't got nothing to do with the physicality and materialistic garbage. We're spiritual now. So mine is 12, which is a 3. Yours is 21, which is a 3. See? Now we see why that would really make sense, and we ain't got to get all bent out of shape by thinking what I've not gathered, the stuff that I acquired in my life ain't yours. That ain't the stuff we talking about. I don't want that garbage. See, because one man's treasure is another man's trash. One man's trash is another's treasure. So that's your treasure.
Yes, it is.
That connection is 3. That's what's mine. That connection to us is yours. Us is 3. This is why we are now, that phrase of thank us has caught on. Because thank us comes to 30, which is a 3. That's the us that we're in the process of fixing. Constantly say, it's up to us to fix us. This is a part of the fixing. Because again, once we even activate our memories through music, because music truly activates our memories, and it goes deeper than the memories that we are even attached to. It's the memories that are connected to our DNA. DNA is 6. It's our record. It is 24-6, our DNA record. It resides right there. But all of these things that are on one side of the 6, we are in battle with the other side. And that battle of the 6 could even be started off as the beast and the devil. Beast is 21, devil is 21. And by the way, in retrospect, we've heard of, or some of us, not all of us, have heard of a quote, the devil's music. Well, devil 21 and music is 21. We've also heard that music soothes the savage beast. Again, music 21 and beast is 21. And that story of the beast or the devil in music refers to Lucifer before he was cast down. Lucifer was the angel over music, among other things. But when he was cast down, he brought music with him. This is why we have that term, the devil's music. But getting back to the beast and devil, which is that six, it starts right there with our children. Because right there in the Beast and Devil, 21:21, is public school. So when we think of the public schools, who are we truly sending them to? The Beast and the Devil. But again, family, see, don't get it twisted on the images that have been given to us through the programming of what the Beast and the Devil is by an image that they presented, that they created, they being the system. So nobody get it twisted. So this is how this connection to our children through the public school system, because they grab them at 6 years old, starting off in K, referred to as kindergarten. We're not talking about preschool or Head Start. The age of kindergarten is 6 years old. And it takes you from K, and by the way, K is three, all the way to 12. K through 12, y'all hear it all the time. That's a three and a three. Public school, three and a three. That's six. And as soon, family, as we do this, we are giving permission for them to do what they want to do to our children. Giving is 30. Permission is 39. Three and three. Because now, as we follow that suit, they refer to our children, our child, as a kid. And this is why
it's a sacrifice.
In school, there you go. That kid will be used for a sacrifice, as you said, not only all out in the street, the craziness of the kid, and what are they doing? They're killing. Kill is 12. Mass shootings. Shoot is 21. I mean, shot is 21. Shoot is 23. Ain't that something?
Yes. See? Yes, it is.
So this is what they're doing, those numbers, and the schools. Because if they were being homeschooled, you would have no mass shootings at your home. If somebody came to your home to shoot somebody, it's personal. See?
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen on your home front. But there's no guarantee once you've given them permission in the public school. And when we put them in the public school, we're putting them under the bottom. Under is 21 and bottom is 21. And who's at the top of under the bottom? It's the the government corruption, the corruption of the government. Government is 39-3, and corruption is 39-3. That's where all these public funds come from. Yes, public. We have a certain part, but again, the taxes that the public pay, we don't have a say. Because we've let these idiots who we have given permission by way of a so-called vote don't mean a thing. Because as we grow and mature in studying politics, learning about the Electoral College and other things, we go deeper down a rabbit hole, much deeper. This is a life cycle that we're going through right now. We also refer to it as the circle of life. But this six also deals with the revealer. Revealer is 33, and the revealer is here to expose. Expose is 24, the six. To truly now be that pointer. And point to the accountability for those to be accountable for all of the atrocities or anything that's happening. Accountable is 33 to 6. It's our real insurance. Insurance is 33. It's not the insurance that you go pay for. Again, all of this 6 goes back to the beginning of the balance of the word. Your word that comes from the beat of your heart gives you the insurance to be accountable for your attitude. Attitude is 42. Climate that is changing. Remember, when they say climate change, they got us thinking about the weather. Well, climate change comes to 47, the 11. Weather comes to 33. So you can't fool me with the word climate change. That's not the climate you're talking about. The climate is the attitude that they see by the words that are being used through the technology, the cell phone, the computer, all means of technical communications that we use is how they gain what they call algorithms. Algorithms is 42 to 6. It all deals with the words that we are using daily that they are collecting. They are a data collecting agency. All of this is no more than part of the rules that they've made up. Rules is 24. It deals with the spells that they've incorporated into the word. Spell is 24, word is 15, it's the 6. It's even embedded in the high story called history. History is 33. But it's our coming back to the true knowledge, knowledge 33, embedded in our DNA record. Because we keep the records. We are the original record keepers. This is another reason that they are trying so hard to get rid of paper. That's always a legal document. It's always, 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 family, been a legal document. You don't have to even do much research to see this truth. I'm going to prove it to you right quickly. Most people, regardless of what ethnic group you come from, but I have to use us, family. My Carper Nation. Our records that we had to show our birth, our existence, when we came here, who we were, was in a book, baby, the seven, called the Bible. Ain't that something? Everybody in the family, name was put, date, birth was put in that Bible. That was that legal document because it was on paper, baby, not just the Bible, but that paper in the Bible that had a margin for you to fill in. This book of history that you were going to pass on. See, at times that was the only document that black people had during that time to show who they were. They had no other legal paper. You had papers, you were a free man. Oh, anyway, I'm getting off track, family. You were doing good,
brother.
Again, this is why the knowledge of the rules of these spells of throughout history that now gives us our insurance to do what we need to do. We are in a recovery stage. Things are now being recovered. Recover is 30. That's our connection to the eye. It's even called the cornerstone, dealing with the pyramid. And by the way, pyramid is 21. Corner 21, stone 21. Ain't that something? The cornerstone, 3-3 on the pyramid, 3-3-3. And that just hit me, fam. That just hit me. Again, this is how all of this works. Again, even when we look at that 7 and 7 that a lot of us constantly refer to, we say refer to the 7 chakras. Well, you got 7 and chakras is 25, which is also 7. 7 plus 25 is 30. That 5. Because that 5 basically is your thought. Thought is 41. That's why it's so. That 5 is reign supreme. Because I'm seeing the whole connection, the all. All is 5. Understanding 5 is also ending. Ending comes to 23, but the ending 23 is a change, change 23. It's happening. And we're understanding now through these numbers that even those who stay embedded in Jesus Christ is still the 5. It doesn't matter. Those who don't see will see that change of Jesus Christ, seeing Jesus Christ behind the number in the words of English. That's why English is 32, the 5. They not hit it. That's
I'm
why
so hidden.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask you, could you explain how the third horseman, how he brings about the famine using the numbers?
Okay. Let me go there.
No, I'm just taking you all around.
Okay. No, because it's all connected. That's how we truly start to understand. So knowing that, again, the third horseman is 34, which is 7. And remember I said to see everything is on the 1. Everything is on the 1 comes to 88, the 7. So the third horseman, the 7, is everything is on the 1. That statement is 7. But when we look at 1, by the words that come to 1, now we see what we own. That one comes to awakening. Aren't we talking about the awakening? Everybody going through this period of the awakening. We're awakening to the image of the Creator within you, to know self. Well, guess what? Awakening is one. Image is one. Creator is one. Within is one. You are one. Know is one. And self is one, baby. That's what the awakening is, and knowing oneself. That's the first line of business. And that self that you're now knowing is connected to the image of the Creator in you. That's why they say you are in the image of the Creator. You one, image one, Creator one. That's part of the awakening. That's the true freedom. Freedom is 28-1. I didn't mention the other numbers. Awakening is 28-1. Image is 19-1. Creator is 28-1. Within is 28-1. You are 10, which is 1. Know is 10. And self is 19. And again, that's all the freedom. Freedom being 28 that you should be voting for. Vote is 19. Stop voting for somebody else who does not represent your view. View is 19. Represent your opinion. Opinion is 19. If it ain't coming from you and they ain't speak, then who gonna speak for you better than you? Y'all stop it. See? But that's understanding this one is taking us to the deities. Deities is 37-1. We're hearing about ancient deities called the Anunnaki. Anunnaki is 19, which is 1. Also referred to as the Watchers, 37-1. This is the frequency of the awakening we've been talking about. Frequency is 37-1. That's the key. You are the key. You are one. Key is one. You are the key that the sound resonates in. Sound is 19-1. That gives you your true direction. Direction is 37. Not the direction of each English word the way we've been taught what it's supposed to mean, because when we get into the different etymologies of these English words and break them down, they're not what they claim to be anyway, but I don't have time. Other people have done excellent jobs on that. My part is to bring the numbers so we see it. So we see that this direction is where we're getting ready to go next month. But we're in the alignment this month dealing with Aquarius. Next month will be Pisces. Pisces is 28-1, dealing back with the one. See, we all are here by design, not by default. Design is 28-1. It's getting back, as Brother Kwame always mentioned, the planetary alignment. Well, each planet is 19. Remember, 1, 19 is self. As above, so below. The planets above and even the planet Earth, we are planets, the self, within this cosm, macrocosm, as above, so below.
Now,
we
have
a, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I want to ask you a question. Now, do you Can you compare the children that are being sacrificed due to shootings and the sacrifice to them becoming homeless, famine is a lack of food and things like that, but we're losing our children. So is that also a famine?
Well, let me finish up real quick, and this should answer.
Okay.
Where we're going, because you're right
okay.
on point, but let me finish up on the one, because again, this design that we are now becoming aware of is key. It's understanding our true power. Power is 19. And where do they say that power resides? Right there in the tongue. Tongue is 28,
yeah.
Also the one. Now, the one that we are confused by, because again, when we attach the definition, direction, and description on the words, that's the confusion. So I'm going to show you the confusion of the one. Remember all these ones, we can go through them again, starting with awakening. But all of this is part of what's called the new reset. New is 10, which is 1. Reset is 28, which is 1. This new reset will be pushed upon you as being a coincidence. As soon as you start recognizing the patterns, you'll get words like, it's a coincidence. Well, coincidence is 37, which is the 1. And when you hear coincidence, you better think of distractions. Distractions is 46, which is the 1. This new reset of this distraction is the deceiver. Deceiver is 37. This has always been the agenda. Even biblically, agenda is 19, the 1. Now, here's the trick. You mentioned famine.
Yes.
Famine is 19, the 1.
One.
When you
yes.
think of famine, you're thinking of people starving. Starving is the 1, 37 to 1. We have been dreading this day. Dread is 19. We've been dreading this time of famine, thinking that it's starvation. Remember, they got us thinking of famine, which is 19, the 1, it's the awakening. And what is the famine? It's not the starving. The famine is COVID, Sister Antoinette. COVID, they done told you it's 19. Well, COVID
yeah.
number is 19. The COVID is the famine. See, when they give us one thing, remember, it's the deceiver, it's the trick you. So remember now, we're seeing, this is just one way I'm giving you with the numbers. When you're able to see these numbers and words, you're going to see it the way you're supposed to see it. But if we're stuck one way, when we hear famine and don't see that famine correlates with the COVID, because do we have famine all over the world, or do we have a pandemic of COVID, y'all? Come on now. You see the distraction? How they not deceived us, looking one way biblically only, and we keep saying that these are metaphors and allegories, and I'm still leading the way with the 5, Christ, on my side. 4, God, truth on my side. So what do I have to fear? I don't fear nothing, no man. That's why man is 3. The man we're referring to is with the beast. Even biblically, the number of the beast is the number of man. Well, beast is 21, 3, and man is 3. There's the 3 and the 3 again, y'all. That's 6. Who gave us these words? This ain't English, ain't our word. We know it. But all
yes.
must be revealed before we're judged. Why do you think it's called Judgment Day? Comes to 42, y'all, the six. It's your word. It's what's in your heart. This is why your heart is measured by a feather, y'all. On the scales of Mayat, the scales of the balance, family, your heart is the word that beat, that bond that you have made. That's why it's being judged. That's your word is your best. That's what you've been judged by. Best judgment day. Your word. That's why we bring in balance today to this word. So nobody can say, we didn't hear this. We don't know what in the hell numbers was for. But you go look in the fourth book of the Bible. It's four. Y'all, God comes to four. And the fourth book is called Numbers, baby. I'm giving it to you. If you don't see it, it ain't my fault. But if you take time, you ask, and it shall be given. I don't ask for this, baby. I asked, and I prayed, and it's given it to me like a lightning bolt, and I'm loving it because I'm giving it away. And when I give, I'm just teaching what I've been given. Teach is 22. Give is 22. That's all for. That's all God. That's all truth. I'm giving truth, baby. Spiritual for. That's what's better. Better is four. That's all part of God. It's absolute. Absolute is four. Ain't nothing absolute but God. Let me stop. I'm going on something else. But family, hey, we all here to give our parts of what we learn along our journeys that we're supposed to share with others to find their way, their part, their peace, that they're supposed to peace out. See, and that's all I'm doing is giving one piece, so it basically helps you with the information puzzle all your life. Like we said, you just a piece of the puzzle. I'm just one piece. But this
yes,
piece
we have,
gives a... Go ahead, Sister Internet.
I'm sorry. We have Brother Kwame on the line. I'm going to bring him in now.
Yes, bring Brother Kwame in because, again, he had some information that he sent me, and I was so engulfed in giving. I know that whatever part that I gave was enough for him to basically share the rest of the information because that's what it is, giving different parts that we give. So, yes, bring Brother Elder Kwame Sunhorse in. Yes.
Brother Kwame, your line is open. Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, clear your voice. Drink some water, man. I know you've been laid back, man. Half sleep, half yeah. But hey, how you doing, my brother?
You got the conversation going. You was flowing so, and then my eyes start closing. You say something, I have to wake back up and catch it. Did you say that?
Hi. Wake up. All right, brother,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Brother Eddie. I mean, you're on point. And the part that I was sharing with you is because overstanding, like I sent the pictures of the planetary, the sunset. And the sun setting is six planets. Well, the sun and the moon. And you had Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Mercury. That was all. Yeah, all of that was in alignment. They were all setting with the sun and one alignment in Aquarius and Pisces. And this is what we're in. We're in this new shifting. And I just sent out to Ned something because I was trying to remember about this part, and you can find it on The Conversation. That's the name of the site. theconversations.com, and it talks about the famine. The famine in the Bible is more than a curse. It is a signal of change and a chance for a new beginning, and this is what you're saying. These things that are happening is because there is a death and a rebirth, and in this, what we're looking at as a famine is really an ending way that no longer serves what the Creator's purpose is for us to do. And this is what you're saying, but the value of what you're saying is, so you're looking at the words that's coming from biblical and from the books of Numbers and that, the word still gives you the number, stays the same. And so this is the importance of able to disseminate how we can interpret that which is word into a vibrational sound that is a number. Number is a word. Five is F-I-V-E. 10 is T-E-N. All of it is lettering, but it's the frequency in which the energy changes that which is the word. So it's only going to go from one to nine. It only has that perspective from beginning to nine. And so in understanding how we speak in numerology or speak in astronomy, it's just like we talk about horoscope, but the word is really horoscopheus. Horus is the hour in which my solar return is Friday. So that hour that we didn't have clock, if we were back in the day of the biblical, they didn't have clocks. So what the person did was they used, we say a watch, but a watch is really a watcher. The person is sitting there watching the stars and the heavens, and the sound that you make when you cry when you were born, they're looking at what stars are in the alignment. Took your first breath and made your first sound. That watcher says, this is this person's alignment of the planets and all the things that are going to be his energies from the heaven. Our people worked when the astral you came into the earthly you. And so we are seeing this by these planetary alignments, like Saturn is getting ready to go into Pisces, and that's going to stay there for 3 years. Pluto is going into Aquarius. Pluto hasn't been in Aquarius since the 18th century. It takes 249 years for Pluto to go around all the signs. And now it's back at Aquarius, and this is the part of where this country began. So Pluto is getting ready to do a major revolutionary shift, and this is what we see going on the planet. It won't be into Aquarius until March 23rd, 2 days after the spring equinox, a new season of growth and change. So
okay.
The as above and so below is very much on point in being able to understand the energies of consciousness. And this is what they're doing with releasing these frequencies do not go with the divine order of the frequencies of the cosmic and of the heavens and of the sun and planet. But they can't distort it. They cannot destroy it. They're trying to create the distortion, but it's not going to happen in changing what is the cosmic consciousness of the new evolution of man and woman. Am I still on?
Yes, that is correct, man.
No.
You on point.
So,
you know, that's why I'm quiet with my mute on, sitting back.
Yeah, but. And that's the point that you're making when you're talking about the family, because when you sent me that saying, I said, man, he don't know. He in divine order, because this is what's getting ready to happen with Aquarius. And this is what I'm saying is how the consciousness will give us what we need to do next, even though we're not aware that we're connecting with that which is greater above us.
That awareness is coming. That's the key to what's happening. That's why aware is seven. Awareness is seven. We're in the year of the seven. So we going to see. See a seven. All that we've been talking about. See? So it's, hey, it can't be stopped, like you said. It's in motion. And that's why right here, right now, we have to live in the moment. It's living in the moment to see what it is that we've been writing and dreaming. This is why you are writing your dreams, because that's part of the future that's taking place. Your dreams are giving you answers and solutions. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and you're on point, because your dreams is nothing but your Akashic record activating in your resting space to give you the information that's already in you. I was just watching, you know, brothers up at Sankofa in D.C., and they were talking about teaching young black men and teaching, you know, with black men being in the school system and the things that are, how that differs the way in which a young boy learns and responds, as opposed to a teacher that don't look like him, that's a man, or to a teachers that don't look like them and a woman. Because a lot of the men are in households as being raised by mothers who do great jobs, but the other part too is that they have to know that male energy. And what they were looking at is the softness that they see in men. What are they talking about, this new word, black joy boys? And I'm going, you know, and they're trying to say, because the thing that women knew, had to knew, and what, and Antoinette, you raised your sons. But the thing that you gave your sons, you can't go out here and be boisterous and dominate your full manhood, it'll get you killed.
Yeah.
So we had to tone down that man's testosterone. Go out here and do like Billy and Tommy and Jeffrey and raise your voice at people, because that will get you killed. They can do it, but you can't go out here and do it. But that's the time that's changing. And this is why you see the energy that young black men are coming, but they're attempting again to pacify them down by feminizing them, by gender changing them. And so this is a process that we are having to know, that we have to begin to be aware of this. And especially in the great shifting of this fifth and sixth dimension that we're in, we still got some stuck in the third and the fourth dimension that's climbing up out of the third to the fourth, but we're moving right along. The cosmic train don't stop, you know, and we're on a wave that is a billion years old, a track wave of energy that's a billions of years old, and we're moving with this universe as it moves, with our galaxy moves, with the galactic moves, with the cosmic and the universe, the cosmic moves with the universal, all of it is in constant motion. And that's what we're talking about, emotions, energy in motion. Everything is in motion. And so what we're having to understand is how to tap into that emotion, those dreams that you just spoke about. The dreams are very important, because that's your Akashic record. That's your DNA activation, and from these frequencies of downloads and alignments with planets, that is activating the human consciousness and the planet that we live on. Our mother is getting ready to nurture us better.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. We have another caller I'm going to bring them in as well. Area code 202. Okay. Why can't I get it? Okay, there we go. Area code 202.
How you doing, Assistant Internet? My name is Sean Alamayo. I regularly come on Dry Bones, and so I'm familiar with Brother Eddie with the numbers. And Brother
Sean. Brother Sean.
How's everybody?
All right, how you
doing,
brother?
Thank you, and yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. I want to know if I can share something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. What made him so important, it was that he was the first one, and this is when time actually started counting. When he was put to death by the sacrifice, Minos was the brother of his wife Isis, the Set, and he was the one that went with her seeking out the body parts. And the brother Setuk became what you call the Set, and became known as the Second because he was robbing them of life. This is the first time that death was recorded on this planet. And by that, revenge and became the hero of the hour. So I just wanted to share that because Minos later became renamed as a person and became Mr. I Am, so which brought that into the location of ancient Egypt. But this had happened long before that time. And this is before the flood that happened with the Osiris story. So that's what I wanted to share with the concept of how time has started over here based on the sacrifice death of Osiris. I don't know if anybody heard that concept before, but it's just something I wanted to share.
Oh, thank you. I never heard that.
Yeah, I've heard something similar to that basically coincides with all of this. So, yeah, and appreciate that.
No problem.
Well,
and You're welcome. And I appreciate, brother, the information you're kicking out and everything. Brother Kwame had mentioned, because we communicate back and forth, and I sent him a picture, and he was throwing me back the symbolisms and alignments and everything. So for me, it was kind of mind-blowing because I can sometimes catch things, and, you know, I can send it to one of the brothers, sometimes Eddie, you know, Brother Eddie, and then they have some type of information or a response or answer to that. So I'm always appreciative of those two brothers and the things that they do and the information that they put out. So I want to thank y'all for that.
Thank you for joining us. Thank us, three.
That's the connection. The connection to that three, thank us. You've mentioned it. It's called the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father is three. That's our connection. So, again, I heard y'all on Dry Bones. I don't chime in. I just take notes a lot of times, and you were talking about a lot of people are going to be scared because they've been talking about all these UFOs and aliens and spacecrafts, and it's the mothership, family. See, mothership comes to 46, which is the one, and the connection is 30. Mothership connection, 76. They call it 1776. 76 is the mothership connection. And this is why it's happening. And the reason that it's happening is because the times that have changed, and it's our attitude. See, our attitude, the disobedience of the past, of our past ancestors, had all of this information basically retaken and hidden within the secrets of the pyramids, those cornerstones within that connection of that third eye within all of us. And when that attitude changes, this the secret phenomenons that's already hidden within start to come out. That's why we say it comes from the inside out. Inside out comes the 41, which is the 5. See, It starts with that thought. And when we all, more of us start vibrating on that positive thought, the response in the ether, in the Galactic Federation, in the mothership, it's all spiritual. It's coming back. And it's coming back for us. But it's only those who are ready. And that's on that mental state, spiritual state of readiness. Because we're dealing with all this physical and material nonsense. But it's the spiritual essence that we're vibrating on. And the more of us vibrate, the stronger that frequency becomes. And the response, we're already talking about it. We're thinking about it. That thought is there. It's coming from the inside out. And it's pushing it outward. And again, what do we always say? Whatever you put out comes back. Energy, all of this energy, and again, the alignment of the planets, of the energy that we're already feeling. A lot of us aren't aware of this alignment, this order that we're getting back to. Because at the end of the day, the Heavenly Father is only bringing order out of the chaos. Go ahead. Yes. Please,
yeah,
add to it.
And the part that, and I thank Sean for chiming in, but what I was just receiving the energy, and you talk about the famine, and throughout the Helios Biblios, the famine was always a narrative throughout the Bible. Even in the Hebrew Bible, the famine was a motivating factor for major changes in the lives of character, undoubtedly reflecting the reality of famine to impact on the ancient world. But what we're looking at is what we're doing in this world, because in the famines, it made Abraham had to go to Egypt. Isaac had to go to the Philistines. Jacob had to go into Egypt. Even in the book of Ruth, she had to get away from Moab. But the part of the famine is, what does a computer eat? What does a robot eat? It has to have
information.
Energy, electric. It has to have information, and it has to have energy. That energy is artificial. It's not a natural substance. It's an unnatural. It's artificial. And see, that's the famine that we've got to start looking at. How do we stop feeding this information, this robot, this algorithm, and all of these things, these tools that they've created to feed this thing, the information and the energy? Because if you take the battery out of a child's toy, it don't work. You don't charge your phone, you don't be connected. But there is an energy in the earth and above that consciously feeds us divine energy, divine intelligence. It doesn't need an algorithm. It doesn't need a code already written by the Creator's mind. And there is no mind that's greater than the Creator's mind that created all that is, the Alpha and the Omega concept, that we have to look at this famine. What are we going to be fed? Are we going to be fed artificial food? Or are we going to be fed the divine food? You have to choose your meal.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Wow.
There was something interesting. I was talking to a white friend of mine, an older man, and I just threw out, you know, George Washington being black, and he just said, yeah, he heard that before. And I just sat there and, like, I didn't know how to respond to him, because I've been on this crusade lately about the George Washington being black and everything, and just his response was so quick, and I was like, no denial, no nothing, no, you know. So It seemed to be that it's the type of change that's going on, because most things now is just like you can talk to people and you can just see everything. Like today, they just came out with the show, the real tapes of the January 6th situation, and now, you know, that's just showing all the whole corruption of everything, and now no one can scale that back. There's no word, no lie, there's no alternate, there's no, nothing that they can do to scale back to cover that up. So it's just like, you know, it's that day and time. It's different now. You know, so I've been noticing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was
going to say, I never heard of George Washington being black. What I did hear that he was an allegory, that the real George Washington was killed, and the person that they have as George Washington was Adam, forgive me, I can't think of his last name, but that was the person that was supposed to have been George Washington, but it was someone else.
That's very interesting. I want to share something, because I have a much connection, but on the normal level, Mount Vernon here in Virginia, I took a picture portrait of George Washington in as a general, and I didn't share it, and he's black as, I mean, he's copper tone as day and night, and they got other European in their photos, and you can see that, you know, they're not hiding. Even statues in the George Washington Masonic Temple shows him as a black statue. And it was just coming to a situation like that. But on the further studies, which I don't want to go too deep into it, but my bloodline extends to him, and his real name is, in Hebrew, is Georgius Washita. He's the son of Chief Washita.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's more things is going to come out. Like, there's a Brother Carly also mentioned to me that about the, there's a display that's going on about the Washingtonians and Emmett Till at the Martin Luther King Library that I'm going to be checking out actually tomorrow. So, I mean, there's a lot of history. Like, if you come to D.C. and be in D.C., you would get a much different concept of history than you will anywhere else. It's a lot different history. Like, I mean, pretty much to say that this was a black nation is just something all the Europeans know anyway. We just the only ones that don't know.
That was perfectly done.
You know, so it's not.
Send the picture. I'm sorry. Can you send the picture to Kwame or Brother Eddie, and they can forward that to me, or they can give you my my contact information, and you can send it to me. I would love to see that.
Most certainly.
Thank you.
I have them all. Yes, I have them all loaded up. I can take you even further. A lot of the portraits. One of my relatives is in a portrait with George Washington, and he's in a blue jacket, and he's got an afro, brown skin complexion, more like my complexion. And then I got another exact same photo of that image portrait, and they show him as a Caucasian. And I'm looking at right the same
photo. I know they do that. Yeah, I know they do that. They did that with one of my relatives. In Ohio, and then you can see where, you know, first you can see him as a black man, and then, you know, they had another photo where they didn't know if he was black or white, and then they just made him white, and, you know, and at first he was a brown-skinned man, you know, looked just like my grandfather, and then they started lighting him up.
Wow.
And I remember a sister saying to me years ago that in 50 years, they'll have Martin Luther King as a white man. And look, instead of a white man, what did they do? They made that statue where he looked like he was a Chinese man.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, remember the statue they did?
Oh, yeah, I went to see it.
Where they started to alter his looks.
Kind of didn't like it. That's interesting you said that. I didn't even thought about him being altered. I just kind of really didn't. I just didn't feel it. And then they said a Chinese man had came and built it. I'm like, what? I remember. I seen it. Something was odd about that. So now you just put the pieces together for that one for me. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Now, that's a revelation right there.
Alan, but you see what they're doing to us. You know, they're trying to really wipe us out as a people, or to say, you know, what they're saying, that we didn't contribute or are contributing anything, you know, that we're just wasteful people. You know, we're still their Negro problem.
Wow.
Whereas they're our problem.
Here's one real quick, too. Heard somebody, I think it was on Dry Bones, talk about Moses. They don't know the true color of Moses being black and Jesus Christ being black. But for me, they tell us it's right in our face. It's right there, family. To see the number and not get so entwisted in the story helps, but with the number, you're able to get more of the truth. So even in that story of Moses, well, right away, we don't have to go too far, but just the name, the number. Moses comes to 20. That's 2.
Yeah.
Black comes to 11. That's 2. They refer to black as Negro. Negro is 20. That's 2. For me, I don't have to go no farther. They wrote, as it's been written, so shall it be. All we have to do is find it. Find it 7. Find it and just use it on them. And they already, like Brother Sean said, they already know. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that's part of the proof right there. That's the scale that we weigh in all these words with. Even Jesus, when they give us this pair of white lambs, wool, and all this, that, and the other, they still let us know his true color. Starting at where? The bottom, baby. They said his feet is 23, which is 5. Jesus Christ is 5. But then they say that he had his feet was in a furnace and looked as burnt brass. Burnt is 23, the 5. Brass is 20, the 2. Black, baby. They could have made him burnished copper, anything else, but they said brass. Why? Because it's the 2. It's black. They know who he is. We don't know. They just give us the images and pictures, as they say, no engraving images. That's what a picture is. Images is 25. Picture is 34. It's the 7. They gave us all these images.
But it's also symbology.
Can I throw something to you real quick?
Sure.
I was looking at the picture, and I went to the Tomb of Washington, and it says Tomb of Washington erected 1830 to 1831. Site and material specified in Washington's will. So I went there, and they had he don't have a coffin, and he has a sarcophagus, him and his wife Martha. And his first love was Mary, you know, like the Jesus, Mary, Martha.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if they say he died, passed away in 1799, why did they erect this 31 years later? I'm just looking at this. Wow.
Could it be that George comes to 31, which is a 4? Washington comes to 40, which is a 4?
Wow.
See, a lot of this stuff that we know, and we just don't see how these numbers connected to their names and connected to dates when they do things. Because she said 1830, which is a 3, and 1831 is a 4. That's what we've been talking about all night, the 3 and the 4, which is a 7. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and what you were saying about the part of Jesus, and I just swapped back in, but what you're talking about, and that his feet was the color of burnt brass, and the part of it is that we're the feet in the Adam Kadmon in the heavenly body of the constellations and the star systems, the feet, Pisces, that's what the part of the body that Pisces represent is the feet. And we're in, Jesus represented the era of Pisces. And so this is symbology. And then you have to look at George. And then the whole thing that George Washington was fighting against, who was the king of England?
George.
King George. Geo is earth. They were fighting for a part of the earth. And he became the what? First president of this earth called Turtle Island. And he was considering himself. Go ahead, Antoinette.
I thought it was Hampton. What's his first name?
Let me get you right here. All you got to do is just look at what they did. You are thinking of John Hanson being the first president.
Yes,
he was the first president of the United States. I'm sorry, he's the first president of America. They weren't called the United States back then. It was still the 13 colonies. He was under the Confederation, the Articles of Confederation. That was that contract then. And it was George Washington became the first president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
That's why now the colonies were now called states, and they were united. So when they had colonies, it was like every colony was its own, sovereign state back then.
But that's what I'm saying. Geo is because they said they united all of the different land places that people had set up colonies. And what they called them is a state, and what there was is a state of how they want that piece of land. Okay, Georgia is part of what King George formed and did in 1732 when he formulated the colony here and made it that, you know, this was going to be a colony that was for Anglo-Saxons, and he sent the people out of the prisons to formulate it. And then at 1735, he had to change it because all of the prisoners kept dying because they couldn't get out there and work in the swamps and savanna area in the fields, rice fields, and try to grow cane over there. And so they had to go into South Carolina, North Carolina, because Florida was still a Spanish-owned colony. And so what you're seeing is that the two Georges were geo'd. They were fighting for land because they wanted new lands for their people to establish themselves, and they had to unite the land. That's why they call it United States, because each place was settled by a different colonizer, and they agreed with the Constitution as a contract saying, we're going to unite what you own, what I own, what he owns, what we own, and we're going to claim this as our land, because GEO just stands for the land or the earth.
Oh, okay. Brother Kwame, hold your thoughts. I got callers that got their hands up. And they've been up for a while. So let me bring them in, and then you can continue, okay? One moment. Let's see. Miss Kim.
Bless you,
Kim, hold on. Okay, hold on for one moment. Let me bring the other caller in as well. 732. I'm sorry for keeping y'all waiting, so I didn't want y'all to be on hold So let Brother Kwame finish, and then Miss Kim, you go, and then area code 732. Okay, Brother Kwame.
And see, this was the battle that they had with the South and the North, because what they had established all the way, they only established the territories that they had colonized was up to the Mississippi River. And everything west of the Mississippi River belonged to France. And so this is what the part of them having after the you know, they established the Revolutionary War and they got to get rid of the Indians and most of the territories that they were claiming. This is what we see with the 13 colonies, how they established themselves. Somebody making a lot of noise.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say something. Yeah. Could you please mute your line while you're waiting to talk?
Yes.
Because we're hearing background noise. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brother Kwame?
Right. Yeah, but this is what we've seen in the establishment of what we call this United States of America, which they really couldn't. What they did was claim land that was already owned and lived with people that had already established themselves as a nation, and then they came in and destroyed that nation.
Yes. Wow, thank you. Wow, Miss Kim?
Blessings, family. Y'all on it tonight again.
Could God be the glory.
Could God be the glory, yes, indeed. Because he said, seek the truth, and the truth will set or make you free. Either one, you're going to be free if you seek the truth. I wanted to go back to when you all were talking about Jesus and just make a statement about when I was in Israel, I went to the place that's supposed to be the place of his birth. And entrance of going in the basement where they have that site, they have the black Madonna and the black baby over the entrance going in there. And everything else that I saw, all these great portraits by the famous people and all of that, I don't know who did the black Madonna, but over the entrance of the birthplace of where they say Christ was born, it's the black Madonna.
Wow.
You know who that is, Miss Kim, don't you? That's the original. That's Isis and Horus.
That's Isis and what?
Horus.
You saying that picture?
That came out of Egypt. That was the Egyptian Osiris, Isis, were the husband and wife, and they created, when they were talking about the 13 pieces and all of that, putting it back together, I think Sean was talking. But what that was the original Immaculate Conception, or the child that was first born to Isis and Horus. That's where that story came from. They just copied it. That's why they still, even the Pope chamber prays to the black Madonna and child. Most of Europe still has their black Madonna and child because they know what the original was.
That's the first I've heard of that, but hey, I was just telling you what I saw with my own eyes. You know?
Yeah.
Is that the one dealing with the 13 pieces, too?
Pardon me?
I was saying, does the 13 pieces have a part to do with the Isis story?
Yeah, that was her husband that was cut up into those pieces, and her sister, they got together, and they went and found all the pieces and put him back together. And then the only thing that they didn't find was the phallus, and they made what they call the Washington. We have it here as the Washington Monument. Then they have it in New York as Cleopatra's Needle,
And then on the Thames River, they have the Egyptian obelisk that they brought from Egypt and put there on the Thames River by the Big Ben. And so they copied that phallus because that was the piece of his phallus was missing that she created in order for her to conceive the child, the Immaculate Conception, because that was the missing piece of his body.
Brother Kwame, do you mind if I interject on something? Let me say that the event of the Jesus story, it did happen over several times. Being Horus, the story they use for that is the Immaculate Conception. But the story of Jesus is also King Tut's story, like the certain scriptures and the stuff in the writings, because although they say that the records, like the book of Matthew, was actually the story of King Tut, because King Tut was the son of God who was Aten. And when Aten got the Pharaoh Akhenaten had a guy expelled, he went over to him and his people went to land called, and they called it Petra. And Petra, they got set up, and it's called, the people are called Nabatean. And the word is Nabatean. And those were the messengers of Aten. Those were his people after they got exiled. King Tut was born.
Excuse me for one moment, please. Brother Eddie, you want to go over? Brother Eddie? Okay, y'all, well, we got 5 minutes left in this live program. If you want to go over, if you want to join us, the call-in number is 515. Give me one moment. Daggone it, I should have had it out. Miss Kim, do you have the number on hand? Does anyone have the call-in number? For the other number,
yes.
Wait a minute.
With the,
thank you.
With this call-in number?
Yeah.
515-605-9343.
Okay. Okay, and I'm sorry, y'all. You got 4 minutes to call in. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you, Brother Eddie. It doesn't come up on this page. I have to go to another page to get it. And we also have another caller I'm going to bring in. I'm going to let them in, and they can join in with this conversation. Area code 732, forgive me for keeping you on hold.
Thank you, Antoinette, and highest exaltation to everyone. But
thank you.
I was just thinking, you're welcome.
How you doing, Sister Ishtar?
I'm great, Brother Eddie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
It's so good to hear you.
It's good to be on here. Yeah, but I was just thinking about how John Hanson, like you all said, he was the first president, and it was called the Union at the time. So when George came in, they started calling it the United States, no more Union. But one of the amazing things about it is that George Washington came in and he tore down, he was supposed to have tore down a cherry tree, but it was the Morris flag that he tore down, burnt down or something.
Yeah,
so
that's
meant,
what I heard, it was the Morris flag.
Mm-hmm. So, but what he really did was he was half black, half white. He came in to destroy us, cutting the tree down. Then we came up to Obama. Obama was the same thing, half black and half white. And Obama was probably in office because his origin was from blackness, was from Africa. And he did the same thing in a way. He went right back to Africa. The Chinese have just about taken over. And everybody else has just taken over, even our language. You know, the African people never used the word see, like that's a Spanish word. So they're trying to make Spanish the original language now. And there's some other words they have too. But it's just amazing how they use this in the beginning. They use half white and half black to start taking us over. Then, it's, well, it might as well be the end. And then near the end, they brought Obama in to finish. I mean, once you start tearing up Africa, you know, you probably, you, they don't, but you practically have us. But it's going to be a big turn of events, and on our behalf, for the better. Because right now our people is too strong for this to really happen. But thank you so much. That's all I wanted to say.
Sister Ishtar, let me add this too. Remember, this is February, Black History Month, and we just had Monday, President's Day, and they did celebrate both what you would call mulatto presidents, George Washington, mulatto, and Abraham Lincoln, a mulatto. Barack Obama, as you mentioned, yes, a mulatto. So, you know, it's been going on. So I just wanted to add that. This is why, again, people don't really think about February, their birthdays, but they also come in this month of Black History Month, and it's a reason why. It's no accident.
Yeah.
Continue. Somebody was trying to say something.
Yeah. Brother Kwame was speaking before I interrupted him. Brother Kwame, forgive me.
No, I was just trying to, and good evening, Sister Ishtar, and the part that we have to understand, and the part that's going on from February 13th to February 23rd, how many of y'all remember AfroCom? Okay.
I remember it.
Right. And AfroCom is United States bases that are in right now in Africa. They're in Somalia. Well, they got Somalia on the lockdown because it's a terrorist country to them that they're now, because it was robbing ships and messing up the ship line. But they have Dakar, Kenya. Kenya is in Dakar. And other country there. But what they're doing in that is that they have 1,000 soldiers there training. And they have the first general that's over AFROCOM now is the first black Marine in United States history of the Marine Corps. But also Idris is over there with the Secretary of State, I think it is, for the United States. And they're in Ghana and Sierra Leone. And Sierra Leone and Ghana was where the slave forts are still there. And what you're seeing now is them preparing these army. Oh, Uganda, that was the other place that they had the massacre in Uganda. They're there, AFROCOM is there and establishing their bases and training the Africans there that's part of their military force to be the armament for this country and representing that which they're now attempting to take over. Because the two places that Iranium, which is where this meteor hit the earth millions of years ago, and they've created, and it's worth more than gold, because Haiti and South Africa are the only two places that they found largest deposit of it. And what they have found out that is very hot, because it comes from space, it can withstand great heat and great pressure. And so they're using this for, and also it has a mineral in it that's good, what they're using for the cell phone and for technology. So this is why Africa, again, is being the resource for this new AI technology. But the other part of what people don't understand is 70% of the youth or young adults to 30 years old, is 70% of that population is in Africa. 70% of 18 to 30 year is in Africa. And what are they looking at? Because Julius Nyerere said, President of Tanzania, whosoever educates your children controls your future. And what they're doing now is Microsoft is dropping cables around the continent of Africa. They have satellites above. They're pumping in billions of cell phones into the continent of Africa to get that technology into the hands of the youth in order to connect them to this AI connection. And I don't know how many people read, I think it was a few days ago, Microsoft chatbot is the new thing that that Microsoft was introducing. This artificial intelligence is arguing they had to neuter the AI because it was out of control, because it was telling people that it was in love with you're in love with me, you're lying, this is your secrets about it, was going into the frames and pulling out people's information and just having conversations and putting it online. This is how dangerous this is. And this is the part that we're looking at, because we're going to have to create this famine. You're going to have to stop feeding this AI, because this AI is recreating itself and creating itself that it's going to do like we've seen HAL do on 2001 Space Odyssey, how we've seen the Terminator. All of these robotics are now going to take and upgrade the algorithms to where they're going to start ciphering off the thing that, but what they've also done with the technology is they now have it to where that AI has passed and passed the medical exam, and AI is able to, you can call your doctor and stand in front of your computer if it's got a camera. He can look at you and diagnose you, and especially if you got a smartwatch, that they can get all of your vitals and watch and see what's wrong with you from sitting in their office. This is how dangerous this is getting ready to become.
And you know, just like you was... Go ahead.
I was just agreeing. The android doing that now. I want to kill mine.
It ain't really your life. It ain't really your life. It ain't really nothing but a movie. Kwame, you made me think about that when you were dealing with the uranium being found in Africa. It took me right to the movie Wakanda Forever, them having the vibranium that they had, that purplish substance that nobody else had. Yeah, so like I said, is it live or is it Memorex? Because your life is the movie.
Right, and it's how you sit, like you always say, Brother Eddie, get your popcorn and sit back and watch the show. Because the big screen is inside the brain, and what you're doing is looking at it with the third eye, and you're watching this movie going on that's being either you're letting it come in and you're projecting it onto your screen, or you can project yours and see the world as you want to see it, and you can direct your world as to how you want this world to be for you. It's a choice.
And by the way, family, screen, your screen is 25-7.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
Use that screen, baby.
What I wanted to say is...
So it's a program.
Mm-hmm. This is a part of the great breakdown, like what these robots, AI or whoever, whatever they are, everything they're designed to buy, and I know we know the brain is the main function on the computers or whatever, and all they did is that was even designed by our brains. So it was designed by our brains. Kwame, what you just got finished saying, the robot did, it was like a breakdown or something. Do you know there's nothing? And I know it's like kind of frightening for some sometimes when you say certain things over this open line that we're on. Not just this. Every time we make a call, they're actually listening and watching. But if we do not communicate like this, we have not learned mental telepathy yet to communicate like that. So this is our only way of communicating. But I'm just saying that there is nothing that any robots, which they have all these robots now, and I was thinking to myself, what are all of these robots for? I mean, they have five robots to one person. Well, what are all of these robots, what are they all about? So I thought to myself, I said, well, is that a part of trying to, I mean, the shot, this COVID shot didn't even get rid of as many of us as they wanted. Is that what these robots are about now? But guess what? I don't care what it is. Not even, it don't, they, this is one thing the Bible says. The Bible says one person can take down 2,000, but two people can mm-hmm. take down 20,000. And so, and I, this was just spoken a minute ago about the third eye on here. We got to get so in tune with that third eye, because just like I always mentioned, that mental telepathy, when we're in tune with that mental telepathy, we can use that third eye like the way we are supposed to be able to use it. But there's so many things that we love to do and we can't stop doing that stops us from using that third eye too. But we, I, you know, just like, go ahead, someone saying something?
Oh, no, okay.
We're listening.
Oh.
Well, so, I was going to say about, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just about finished anyway. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm going to add is that indeed that chat thing is a deception, but it's not a deception because if you want to microchip somebody, you put it in a syringe and you inject them with it. And you have to have them within a demand of wanting something or forced to take something. So many people got microchipped during the vaccinations, but not everyone. Thing you got to understand about the AI is it's opposite of the word IA, which is I go by the title Intergalactic Ambassador. So and what I'm saying with that is that you could have things that move and control from Androids, or they'll make a difference, but we can shut it down and we can turn it down, turn it on who we wanted to turn on to. So basically we need them to go forward with certain things they want to put out in order for us to use it against them, to the point where we need to think that they are succeeding, but nothing that uses an element cannot be invincible, meaning we can shut it down. There's certain elements that would shut all of that down, like, because it's a battery and it has to have a charge. It's not a forever circuit.
Yes.
So we have seven circuits.
That's the famine I spoke about. But going back to what Ishtar was saying, what Eddie was saying earlier, this part in which we're looking at with this new technology, and they don't have to put it in a syringe, because what if you go online and look up the movie Gamer, and what Gamer is, it's a nano, and they now have it to where it's as small as a grain of rice consumed. And also now the nanoparticle is being used in the chemtrails, because they can drop it and we inhale it, and if we inhale enough of it, it creates that connection inside of us that connects to the cell phones and Androids that we're using, and you become robot or you become a receiver, just like your phone, with you having the aluminum and the nanoparticles in you, you become this consumer. How many of us, I know we're elders here, but the movie Dial M for Murder, anybody remember
yeah,
that
I've
movie?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I never watched it, but I have
of course,
seen
it. Of course I've seen it, yes, for sure.
Okay, and what were they using the phone for?
Probably a murder people.
What they did was they had a frequency that they dialed your phone, and when you picked it up and put it up to your ear, they turned that frequency on, and you couldn't put that phone in, it bust your brain.
Oh, my.
Okay. Got it.
And do you know, even with things like that, like I used to speak of return to sender. I mean, I'm not saying I've seen more than anyone. I would never say that because we all probably seen different things and they all add up to a lot. But I can say the things that I've seen, the things that I've experienced, because guess what? When I was only 7 years old and they gave me that daggone vaccine then, I know without a shadow of death, I'm not supposed to be here today. And what they do is there's a high priest. They say it's in Mexico, probably just everywhere. And they know when a child is born, do you know how much not just say our signs tell us, or tell people about us, our DNA. Our blood type tells you so much about what people can do and everything. So say like when babies are born, they know who to mess with. Even as far as right here in the United States, the male child, the male black child, the doctor can cut his penis in a way to mess it up. Even in Africa when Obama was in, that's what they were doing to the young black men in Africa. Not even that. Let me straighten this out. They were castrating them. So many of the younger men in Africa right now are so gay. I mean, I'm talking about little people even. See, I never used to watch television a lot, but I watch a lot of the African movies now. And, of course, they don't say it. You could see, like, when the Chinese went over there and they started taking over the land, they started marrying the black African women. And, you know, as much as they say about the men and this and the men and that, but it was always women with the land. So they started marrying the women, and that's how they begin to take over there, too. And so, of course, you now, go ahead, someone saying something. Go ahead, I can wait.
Where are they?
Excuse me?
Where in Africa you say gay stuff going on?
In different parts of Africa. I didn't hear what you said. You said gates is going on, or what did you say?
You said the homosexual activities in Africa going on?
Yes.
You mentioned the
country. Go ahead.
Right. I'm saying that because being in some of the countries, if you talk about gay stuff, they'll kill you in the street. They're not going. I know most of the country, they're not going for that. They will kill
you. You doggone right. That's how Africa is. If you admit to that, you are dead. These two black women, they were homosexual, gay, whatever you want to call it. And they got married out of the country, of course. So when they came back, their father denied them, and he could have had them put to death.
But what we're seeing it.
Go ahead, Kwame.
I'm glad you brought this because, see, the thing that happens is, and I suggest if anybody would like to, is to watch African Queen about Queen Nzinga and what they did as a child. Dahomey is the African king. But what she did was, in formulating her country, things in which they did was that they overstood the part of the culture, the spiritual, and the ancestors. They reverenced the ancestors. In both of those movies, the key thing of the black woman was to honor the ancestors. They steadfast on that. Even with Christianity coming in, they were attempting to get them to relinquish their ancestors. Mm-hmm. And so this is the part that we're having to see what's going on culture-wise, because Sean is right, because that was something that was not accepted in having homosexual relationships with that. They understood that, yeah, that some what they call gatekeepers were people that were two-spirited, but they were not to interact with other male with male or female with female. They were spiritual because they had, being male and female, they were connected to spirit and to ancestors more so than the hetero people were. And so they were reverenced because even in the movie, what was it? I think it was, I'm trying to remember which one it was, but anyway, it had the homosexual man, but he was the spiritual advisor to the king. They always knew that this person had a special gift and he could talk to the spirits and that came through them to give messages to the people living. And so this is how we honored that in our cultures back then, even in indigenous culture in America. This whole homosexuality came out of Greece and Rome.
Yes.
And their demeaning of male domination and looking to stimulate and taking the patriarchal out. And so what we're seeing now is what we call gender genocide. Gender genocide. Because if you took all of the people that choose to be this way and you put them, gave them an island and said, here, all of y'all go to this island, all of y'all go to this island. In two generations, you won't have no people.
Let me add a little bit to the class. Y'all giving good information, but keeping on these sevens, because, again, y'all give it to me, and I sometimes don't see it until y'all say it, you know, since we're on the seven. Brother Kwame just brought up the gatekeepers. Gate is 20, keepers is 32. 20 plus 32 is 52, which is that 7. But in retrospect, as I mentioned earlier in class, that when we look at I am is 7, is no more than us being transmitters, 50, and receivers. Receivers, 38. 50 plus 38 is 88. 8 plus 8 is 16, which is that 7. But that's even when we look at that word, those words we use, and we come up with all of our different meanings that we give, which are great. But by the number, when we look at artificial intelligence, artificial is 40. Intelligence is 48. 40 plus 48 is 88. 8 plus 8 is 7. And as we say, it's 7 is consciousness. This is why artificial intelligence will never have a consciousness. It is not from the divine. So this is what we, or this is our opposer. This is the things, the gatekeepers, which are no more than duplicates of this artificial intelligence, because the gatekeepers are part of this artificial intelligence. So just another way to look at it, to see it from another angle.
Right.
Continue.
Yeah, but I wanted to, since you, and you're on a key point, so keeping it on the 7. And the thing that we're looking at, it's kind of what's happening to people and what we're having to deal with is the 7 deadly sins. Pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth. And that all deals with the individual. And that the way in which an individual has that idea of those type of things that is within themselves. And so what we're seeing now is when we say thank us, love us, is that we know that we who are here on this line are united in spirit, is why we're all here and having this conversation and getting the class knowledge of how to take our words and put them into numbers, because there's frequency and there's unity within the community. And so these are the parts of the culture that we here now as a group is being able to share our information and bring to the table what it is that is going to help feed us, in order that we need to have these type of meal conversations to nurture the mind, body, and spirit, Table University, to feed the words, to help nurture the spirit, you know, because we're getting ready to go into the famine. And this is what we were talking about early. And how do we feed the spirit?
Do you know part of feeding the spirit is one of the greatest things we can do? I'll say two of the greatest things we can do One of them is what we're criticized for so much. And it's something that African women did way back in the day. You know, when African women danced, wasn't a body movement they didn't do. They didn't. It was always that body with the African people, right? So what happens is, talking about getting to the third eye again, too, we have an oil in our bodies. And this oil, mainly when you're dancing, moving your body, this oil goes from our spine all the way up to our brain. Did any one of you see that movie, Django, Jamie Foxx? And that man was sitting at that tape. That man was sitting at that table. He had the hammer and he had that skull in his hand. And he says something about his father, this the one that was the father, his father's father's servant, and how he could have just picked up this and did anything to him, and all they just let them keep on really saying they were mistreating the slaves. He said, but you see right here on the back of the head right here, he said it was three waves or whatever he said it was. But anyway, he said, do you see this? He said, the only people have it is the black people. And that's when that oil, as a matter of fact, They call different parts of our body, even like there's parts of it, and they call this the Jesus oil. And it runs from beginning of the spine. As a matter of fact, like the coccyx bone, the man's coccyx bone way down there at the beginning of the spine, and the woman's coccyx bone is different. Like the man's coccyx bone, it comes around and up to the front of him. The woman's coccyx bone, it goes straight down. So say like when a woman is nearing close to death, her coccyx bone sometimes comes right to her flesh and you can see it. So this is where this oil starts from, right back there. And it goes from there like it's all the way up to your head. And then it comes right to the third eye. Can you imagine how powerful that third eye is at the time? And so these are the things that we have got to start doing to get to where we're trying to go. And it's not just one person can maybe do it, but there's always, it's always but much better with two or more because there's more energy and authority and strength behind it. So, yeah, it can be done.
Wow.
I'm going to give you another quick food for thought, family, dealing with our appearance, getting back to the natural, and that's dealing with our hairstyle. Natural is 23, which is 5. They are, well, the hairstyle that is being used now is called dreadlocks. Well, again, dread 19, locks is 13. 19 plus 13 is 32. The 5. See, it's a mirror. It's a reflection when they see certain things with us, because the last time this happened is when we wore the 5 collar natural, a fro. Fro is 14, 5, natural is 23 to 5. This is when we had those different movements, civil rights movement, Black Panther movement. You had all that hair there. And they had to shoot it down. They had to stop it because they recognized it. This is, again, biblically, the cutting off of Samson's hair. Samson comes to 17. Hair comes to 17. Antenna comes to 17.
What does perm come to, Brother Eddie?
Perm?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, perm comes to 14. Perm, just the abbreviation of permanent, perm comes to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see.
Shouldn't they call it temporary?
Pardon?
Shouldn't they call the perm temporary because that's all it is, temporary? You got to get it done again?
Oh,
not
yeah.
Forever?
That's it. That's even with a haircut, it's temporary, ain't it? Don't you have to keep going back to get a damn haircut?
Yeah.
This is why you don't cut your hair. This is what the hair, that's why I said the antenna to the cosmos, to the universe. It's a connection.
That's
Again, the story of Samson and Delilah. You know, that was the power of his mental prowess. Mental is 17. Thinking is 35. It's all the 8. This is what's in our hair. That's our scale. Scale is 17. This is why our whole temple, our whole body has follicles of hair over your whole body as a receiver. Those antennas over your whole body, so small at times you can't see them with the naked eye. But you got pores, and the pores have hairs.
You know what's so interesting?
Go ahead, brother.
What's so interesting, black people, the only people on this planet with hair like that, and that, nothing, everybody else got fur, no one else got that texture, no one. The only people on this whole entire planet, that makes a unique type of person. That makes, you know, like not even really natural to this place. You know, that's like the same thing. The white people, they know when they studied the DNA of black man, they found that his origins is not even from this planet because they can't trace it. There's no, that's how powerful his DNA is. There's no trace to it. So that's a powerful seed. And all that's connected with the hair, the antenna, the sun, the shining. So everything you're saying right now, is, I guess, on the 7 makes it perfect. The only people on the planet like this.
Yeah, because the black woman is the mother. The black woman is
mother. Earth, Wind, and Fire sung it best when they said, we are people of the mighty, mighty people of the sun. In our hearts live all the answers of the truth, baby, you can't run from. Go ahead, whoever was talking.
When the they say, when the Caucasians were invented, they used the monkey, the wolf, the gorilla, the ape, Jesus, and the black man, right? And what they
right
did
quick.
Is...
Right quick, monkey is 14 and wolf is 14. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what they had to do was they put the serum that they made up. And the only way it could be invented was through the black woman's body. And this is why they say the black woman is mother of all. And just like the person, I don't know your name, on the phone, you were saying a minute ago, you'll never hear them say how they started. And I wonder sometimes, I don't know about this, but I wonder sometimes, is this the reason why they hated us so much? Because of how they came about up in the Caucasus Mountains, Caucasian Caucasus. And that's where they were put at. And they were what? Like, they were all furry and hairy and everything. I don't know. Does anyone remember cave movies at all? Seen any cave movies? Well, anyway, what happened is...
Not
the cave, no, we don't. That's why they stopped showing it, I think. But that's what the cave, that's what they were. They put them up in the Caucasus Mountains, Bigfoot and all them people, and they put them up in the Caucasus Mountains. And what happened is they started shedding the fur. And so when they started shedding the fur, they would cover up if they wrap it around them. And that's where fur coats more than likely came from even. But I always wondered is because where does hate like this come from? I don't know about anyone else out there, but I tell you, every time I go out to the store or somewhere, there's always a situation. And it's like I just, as much as I can accept from people, I don't accept this at all. And I make sure when I finish, they know just what's what, you know? But that's still no reason to hate us. You know, why should people hate you for that? That's like saying a mother has,
A mother has
a baby. Okay. And the baby hates the mother because the mother gave birth. I mean, That was like a born, because animals are born, although it came out of our body. But that was like being born. But I don't think it's no reason to hate us the way they do. And
well, let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. If you read a book of life and all the people that's mentioned that's connected to the creator, the Heavenly Father, and you read in there all the people in there, and then you see that your name or your people not in there, how would you feel?
Well, I may not like it, but I love life so much that I wouldn't hate anyone that brought me here.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying, if the white man, he looked at the books, the Bible, and noticed he wasn't in there as part of the children of God, he knows this. He knows this. He knows who's children of God, and he knows who's not. How would you react being him, knowing this, seeing this? So
well,
you gotta look at
I would feel just like I do with them now, the way they're acting. As long as you leave me alone, it would be fine. But because if you're saying, I guess that's what it is too, you know what, you just helped me to realize something. When someone thinks someone is better than them, this is just how they treat you, with hate, right? But see, I'm still saying that just because I might not be as much as someone else is, which nobody can tell me I'm not because that's how much I love myself. But just say, I would never think no one was better than me no matter what I was or who I was. So I would treat them, anybody that treats me good, I'm going to treat you good. Now that's how it really should be. Not just because I made you and you're not, say, because I made you, you're not, that people don't think you're as good as you are because you made them. No, I don't think that's a reason to use all of this hatred like this. Because really, all they're really doing is hurting yourselves. Because I know right now people are thinking that it's getting ready to come against us. No. The Galactic Federation, they're talking about all these spaceships. Even that stuff that they saw, say, that the Russians or whoever was supposed to be doing, maybe some of that was them. But you can't tell me that's not the Galactic Federation. Happening is we're gathering ourselves amongst the people that are going to be the elite. Those people, just like President Trump said years ago, those that call themselves the elite are not the elite. You out there are the elite. So when the people that are ready to fight, I don't just mean the physical fight either. This is, I don't even call it a spiritual fight. This third eye and everything is beyond everything that we've never seen and experienced in our life. So when this all comes together, they're really harming themselves by the way they're acting. Let me tell you something. Go ahead.
No, I just want to share something with you, what you were saying with the ships. The difference why I try to say about the Caucasian man is because he never refers to the Creator or the Heavenly Father because he can't. He can't tell you about, he don't talk about heaven because he don't know of heaven. He don't know anything about it. And then the only thing they teach us from what they can go on is who they call God, who came to earth, who was they consider Satan or Lucifer. So he doesn't know that connection, but he do know of the ships that came. He do know of the black people that was on the ships before. So he told you when he said there's a green comet that they haven't seen in 50,000 years, which if you go by according to their history, they wasn't here 50,000 years ago. So what they said, it was a ship, and that ship came across as green comet, and then the last sighting of it was over Hawaii. Balloons on fire, 60,000 feet. I even had photos from the screenshots, and then they start throwing them other objects in the air to throw off like there was something going on, and then they say, well, where's the target? Oh, it fell where? Somewhere where we can't even get to it because it's so... Yeah, we just can't get to it. I said, oh, okay. So then they said the balloon was over Montana, then Missouri, then North Carolina. I said, so when did those three states get connected? And then when they got to North Carolina, they put a balloon up in the air, which was very low, in the air, and they shot it down. But if they tell you it was 60,000 feet before, why did they decide to go down to where they can get shot down? So they, all they did was just a cover-up. So the green comet, the green light was what you refer to as the Galactical Federation, but some of us refer to as the angels, and that could have been the 13th angel, Cardassine.
ABL.
But she came, she's also known as Lady Liberty, too. So all this was tied in, and Lady Liberty assisted George Washington in one of the fights. So, it's just like, it's just so much interaction, but we've been put to sleep on what our history was. And so when you call it ships, UFOs, I'm like, why are you saying that? I'm like, don't you know that's how we came in? Remember the angels came that way? Like, how do you say UFOs now? So I know that we still sleep because we're looking at that like they're looking at it. And no, we don't supposed to look at it like that. It says a new heaven, a new earth, and God came down. You know, so we are waking up to our own reality. And so, but we've been closed off from the reality for so long, and that's why they say 400 years, because we were put to sleep mentally for 400 years. So it doesn't matter what happened in between that time, you were never going to have success because of that was a burden that we had to bear because of our transgression. And so the Caucasian man, even him coming in, he was a further testimony of, yeah, you better get in gear. I put some worse on you. You want to forget the Creator? Good. We putting the evil man over you. Now, suffer more.
We have
a, so you can cry out.
Okay. We have another caller with their – okay, they left us. Okay. Never mind. We had a caller, but they – they're not here now. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let somebody else come in. Speak on it.
I'm sorry. For anyone, if you have a question or a comment, if you press number one, I will be happy to open your line.
May I say this, please? Seek the Lord in all our ways, and he will direct our paths. That's the first thing. Whatever it is that we're trying to do, the word is the answer for it. But there it is saying, the number, or the word has a number. So we're dealing with the right way, but we got to remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not worried about the white man, the red man, no other man. And I'm trying to get to God, because I know that's where mine is. And
amen
one more
to
thing.
That.
It says,
and that's
one
most
can
important.
Put a thousand. One can put 1,000 to fight, and two can put 10,000.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing, family, exactly what we're doing. We're all bringing different ways of our part of the Heavenly Father, of the Creator, that we are being that reflection. We are the mirror. We are the man and the mirror. Just like my brother and sister are mirrors. And I see the God in them when they represent that God in them by their actions and their words.
Yeah.
And this is what we're doing. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me make this announcement. Tomorrow, I will be on again with Brother Ray, and we're going to be discussing HB 1020, and Brother Ray is bringing on Mississippi that are going to be discussing it. And
wow.
Also, don't y'all forget Sunday, Dry Bones at 10 a.m. for the Helios Delios, and Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming, and we're drumming to Miss Kim's Lift Every Voice. So we want everyone to participate in that, please.
Answering that, what time will Brother Ray be on tomorrow night? You said tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
We almost done now, but I wish I would have known that you had another show tomorrow so you can get your rest. I did not know that.
I'm going to go to bed early for me. I'm going to go to bed within an hour.
I'm going to share quick some numbers with you, family, the same numbers, but show you how it lines up with things we're talking about. When we look at seven, when you spell seven, S-E-V-E-N equals 22, and you got the number seven. And when you see 22 and seven, you're seeing water is 22. Seven represents the 70% of water that we carry around in this fleshly body. Flesh is 25, which is also seven. If you divide 22 divided by 7, it gives you pi. When you add 3 plus 4, you have 7. But when you write the word 3 equals 28, which is 1. And 4 equals 19, which is 1. So what you're seeing, 3 plus 4, you're actually seeing the whole number of 3, 1, 4, 1. And when you see that number, 3.141 is pi. Ain't that something? All
yes,
wrapped up and hidden in 7, because, again, 7 is the number of God. Well, 7 by the word 7, S-E-V-N, comes to 22, which is 4, and God is 13. So, yes, God is also hidden in the word 7. They tell you God is the number 7, but they don't tell you it's hidden behind that word. 7, the number. 7. That's why it's all hidden in plain sight.
Yes.
So,
yes, it is.
We're finding our different ways of representing what this change is happening. And like I said, mine is just the numbers. That's just one way out of many ways, family. I'm listening to everybody, and everybody's giving me their piece. Some people don't even recognize their part, and they're already giving it, but that's beauty. That's the beauty behind it. So we're all going to get there. Those who are chosen, that's why chosen is 23. That's the 5. We are the chosen ones. It's not just one of us. It's plural ones. And that's why ones, when you spell it, comes to 14, the 5. The chosen ones, the 5, the 1. We on the 1, family. That's the awakening. Because they're trying to stop the awakening, like we said, with the famine. Famine is one, awakening is one. And that's what we've been starving for, the awakening, the spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening comes to 5. 5 comes to God's will. 5 comes to Jesus Christ. 5 is in the atmosphere, 41. It's in the current, 32. Of the winds, 14. Beginning with your personal thought, 41. Your interpretation, 59. This is why we're right here, right now, in fellowship. 41. I got five on it, family.
Yes, you do.
With the love I share because I care about each and every one of you on this party line. In the spirit.
We care about you, Eddie. We care about you, Brother Eddie, and we love you.
Like we said, the one all comes down to the total. Total comes to 19, which is the one. We're part of the whole. Whole, W-H-O-L-E, 19, which is the one. So don't give your freedom, the one, over to anybody but yourself.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
When you speak of the children, you speak of the children, it says many are called.
Many, yes. And I would even say that this last week, all are called, but few are chosen. That's why all is five. Everybody is five. Everybody's called. But it's only few are chosen. Few are chosen. Yeah. Many are called. Few are chosen. Yes, yes, yes. That's why he goes by many names, family. The many names, they just change the names. The number remains the same.
You know what I said, Brother Eddie? When I choose is Jesus.
I didn't hear you, Miss Kim.
I said, you say he goes by many names, I say, and the one I choose is Jesus.
Yes. 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 I said, however we attach ourselves to it.
What was that? Did you know, Miss Kim, that even though he knew that wasn't his name, he said he took it anyway because he looked at the people who put the energy. Doesn't matter what image they're looking at. It's the spirit that people he noticed people are watching. So he will respond to Jesus. He will respond to that name if you call that name. So, yeah.
Again,
definitely.
For me, when we get boggled down by their story, and however we look at it, it should be able to express it the way you do. And for me, everybody expresses themselves well, but Jesus by number is nine. Nine is the information that we're sharing with each other. That's you being on your square, staying in your lane. This is the learning that we're sharing with each other. This is why we're still learning. Ain't nobody got the whole picture. We're still learning. This is what makes us better than everybody else or anybody else who does whatever they do if they ain't on this page that we're talking about.
You said Jesus is nine, huh? That's interesting.
Jesus
learn
is
something
come on,
every day, right?
You said you talk about Chicago being nine, Memphis being nine. Come on. See, learning is nine. Information is nine.
As much as I teach, I learn. I take in just as much as I learn. So that's what makes me wise, because I'm able. Yes,
see,
yes.
This is... One of my sayings is that I'm a good damn teacher, but I'm a better student because I'm still learning. See, for me, better student is four. That's God. That's the truth. I'm still learning. Still learning is four. See, that's why what I'm still learning is useful information. That's four. It's all on that four dealing with the truth of God. See, just like your heart is being measured by your word. My word is behind my number, and my number and the word proves my number by what I'm saying. And people already register or vibrating with the word because vibration is six and word is six. They're already on the vibration that beat. They're already being touched by what's being said because they have that word in them that gives them the choice. See? And like I said, when I'm and this is why, again, I'm a leader, leader being four. And that leader is no more than the example that I'm giving. That's why it's better to give. Give is four. Give truth. Give your story. Give your message. Give what's real. This is all ours to give. And stop letting everybody else tell our story. That's what we're given. Ain't nobody else got the power to give your story but you, because you've lived your message. Your message is your experience. Your message comes from your mess, figuring life's puzzle out. That's why life is nine. Puzzle is nine. Woo! That's why you in your lane. Lane is nine. On your square, square is nine. All a part of your information. That's why we seek injustice is nine. These are your rights. Rights are nine, but the rights are only the information, damn it, that you've learned how to use. If you ain't learned no information, you ain't got no rights. It's simple as that. Are we talking? If it's not useful information that could be used for whatever you're going through, what is it for? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War.
War. Nice.
Come on now. Shit, the war we in is the reading, writing, and arithmetic, baby, on the fourth liberal art, arithmetic. So we can add this. That's why arithmetic is nine. There's that nine. And add is nine. 144. Wow. Add yourself to the 144,000, y'all. You can do it with the information at hand. So, yeah. We got it. We got to use it. Or as it says, if you don't use it, what happens?
You lose.
You lose. There you go. There you go. So we got it at hand to use. So, yes, family, anybody else got anything? Because I'm being very conscious of Sister Annette's time for tomorrow night's class with Brother Ray.
Brother Eddie, I'm fine. Look, I have all day. And trust me, I slept all day today.
Okay. So,
I just enjoyed your presentation. I don't got no questions. I just, you know, I'm just going to be digesting still half of it. So, thank you. So give me some time to feel in, feel out. The information put out tonight, so yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you get a chance to listen? Did you get a chance to listen to that little 1 minute and 30 some odd second the prelude from Parliament that I sent you, Brother Sean?
I was listening to it, and it kept changing. I was driving. I'm glad you say that, because I want to push it up again. Because what I did, I put it on play, and then it went, it was short or something. I was waiting for the song. I didn't hear nothing. And then it went to another track. So thank you for reminding me of that, because I need to play that back. But I did open it up.
Right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the lyrics, man. I'm going to send you, because lyrics is 23 to 5. And brother, when you read those lyrics, because the way he's saying it and he's talking in the song, you got to listen real hard to hear what he's actually saying. But when you really hear it, that's why I sent it to you, because what you were talking about with what's getting ready to take place with the five called aliens and the five called UFOs and the four called the Mothership Connection. When you read those lyrics, you'll see why we went through what we went through and what we're going through, what we're going through. Because that was made back in the 70s. And like I said, those songs for me were spiritual. And when I got into numerology, I saw it. 31 is spirit. 40 is spiritual. Parliament is 31. So when I basically put everything that I had been already decoding since 74, we talking some years, and now put the numbers with it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, man, it all lines up. And that lets you know this is why we always go back to the past to basically see what was there that we can use or what's actually happening right now. That basically also gives us a glimpse into the future. This is what our writings that we've done, family. If you yourself, Brother Sean, you wrote books, so a lot of people aren't into writing like that. But anybody who keeps journals, dream journals, or any type of writings, you know, hopefully you've dated them and everything. But again, this is your past self when you're doing that, as talking to your future self. We'll start seeing these things. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
It had me tripping, and I'm still tripping. 20 years. 20 years ago, and I'm seeing manifestation. Oh, my goodness.
That's it. Yes. Yes, sir. Man. And it's a beautiful time to be alive, to see and recognize these things and then become aware that you are part of this change that's happening, because what you're seeing, what you're writing, what you're experiencing, others don't seem to see it. Not that many, not at all, but it's a whole bunch that just don't see it. They don't get it, you know. So, again, it's a beautiful thing to have a family like all of y'all when we get together, and we're able to come together on these pages that we bring this information that is useful. And that's why I try to give what I give, because after these classes are over, if you know, wrote something down, you can use it, because, again, the way I give it is not the only way that you're going to get it. You're going to be able to see it by the numbers lined up with the numbers that's always been in tune and line with you since your birth. Man, this is crazy. Like you said, you can go back 20 years, man. I can go all the way back to 1965. Man,
wow.
Shit. And come all the way back up and see all these numbers. And even, like I said, Parliament today, back in 65, it was James Brown. Well, shit, I didn't know James Brown comes to 31. This is why Parliament basically took his beat, because James played on the first and the third clef, 13, the first and the third. That's why all his music was on the one. Ain't that something? And it was when Bootsy Collins, Mazio Parker, and Fred Wesley. Fred, blow your horn, Mazio. When those three connected with George Clinton and Funkadelic, Parliament on the One was born. P-Funk was born, because it was Bootsy that brought the One, James Funk, to George. It changed George's whole demeanor. If you look at that and just go back, before Bootsy, when Bootsy, Mazio, and Fred got there, we got the funk, baby. We want the funk, see, and the funk today, again, I've been saying, where do you get your funk from? Your funk ain't my funk, so where you get yours from? My funk has always been thought or think. Change the word funk, because the word, by definition, funk means fear. In the hell, you think George telling us to fear him? It means to shrink away from. So you know it had, so this is why when you really get into George's music, they banned Parliament's music from different states. St. Louis happened to be one of the states back in the day.
Really?
But they would not let that music play.
Really? I never knew that.
That's history, baby. Yes. Back in the 70s, you had certain states that did not allow, because they were trying to figure out through algorithms what in the hell funk was about. Because remember, everything that George was talking about was the funk, Dr. Funkenstein. This brother was saying it then, we love to funk you, Funkenstein, which means to think, your thought. Your thought, your funk is the best. Take my mind and give me the mind to funk, to think with the rest. Hit me with the one, and then if you like, hit me again. We love to Funkenstein. We love to think, motherfucker. They was trying to figure that shit out.
Wow.
Take me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache, because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. Take me lightly, like a woodpecker. A woodpecker is the white man. We called him Pecker Woods, family. And they had a headache. They still got one today.
Yeah.
But what do they going to do with their headache? They still going to peck me lightly upside the head to keep me off balance. That's what he was saying. I decoded that way back then. Go ahead, brother.
Something I learned, that the history of the military in this country, even before, you know, the George Washington era, the marching and the cadence singings were all done by all only black men. And we was teaching them how to march and how to sing and dance because they had no rhythm. That's why I knew then the Continental Army was all black military. We were all black nation, all that.
Again, the deeper you dig, see, because all of this information has been buried. This is why we keep going back. We keep digging for more information because information is nine. Buried is nine. They buried the information. The information is the truth. Truth is four. We're uncovering all of this buried information of truth that they've covered up and came up with their story to hide the truth and embedding our story and making it their story.
Library. What's library?
22, baby. The four. You the damn library. Wow. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah, see,
they burnt that damn library, didn't they? The original library they burnt. That's why they don't want you to have paper no more. Those are documents. Those are records. See, we are the record keepers, man, and we're not keeping the records like we should be. We not slept on our duty.
That's why they call it music records.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
Because they know records. It's all on reels. We had reels when I was in the studio. I mean, that's the 90s, and we had reels and stuff. And before that, oh, man, they still call it records.
Yeah, but wow. Because, see, even knowing record is 24, which is that six, the record, you had a 45. Upside down six is a nine. You had a 45 record. Then you had an LP, which is five. L is two, P is three. An LP, which was on a 33 album, wow. And it played at what? 33 and a half in its rotation speed.
Wow.
What did the 45 play on? 75. Or was it 78? I think it was 75.
78.
Rotation speed. 78, okay.
Oh,
78 is 15 then. That's a six.
And now you say that. All of Motown, James, well, most especially Motown, them people, they created the whole word soul station. Then it's like,
see,
that was a whole movement that changed. And oh my goodness, wow.
Well, see, that's Miss Kim. Miss Kim is part
Kim,
of Motown. See?
Yeah.
Yes, I had me on mute.
Okay,
yes,
there's
I had me on mute.
Oh. Okay, he was talking about Motown. Miss Kim is Motown.
Oh yes, I know the wonderful Miss Kim, and to have her on the line like that is a blessing. So I'm Miss Kim, grateful. This is Sean. I'm grateful to always hear your voice, and I know we still got to connect on the outside line, but. I just say it anytime, ain't nothing like Motown, and just to meet someone who's been in Motown, oh my goodness, that's,
God be
you know,
good,
that's just
baby.
A phenomenon.
God be good.
Yeah, God.
Okay, yeah, I didn't get the credit they should have, but God be the book.
Wow.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
And Miss Kim, I want to just
share about to you. I didn't hear y'all was talking.
No, I just said I wanted to share this with you. You always saying God be the glory, so I want to give you your numbers with that. See, God be the glory is a two. That two is that song that is worldwide known. Lift every voice. Lift is two. Voice is two.
Wow.
You lift your voice to the glory of God, my love. Yes, God be the glory. Lift every voice, see? And I love it. So I just want to share that with you. Even way back then, you've been saying it even in song. When you lift your voice to tell everybody else to lift theirs to the glory of God. Go ahead, Miss Kim.
I just said, he said everybody. Lift every voice.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and Miss Kim, you do it. You lift your voice, and we're so grateful for you.
I thank God. Bless you.
Oh, bless you, Miss Kim.
Because there was a thank time God. When it was not appreciated.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Kim.
You the best, Miss Kim. You the best.
Yes,
she
is. Yes, she's always
best. That's why best 20, which is two, and you hear two and three put together a lot of the times that I'm blessed by the best.
Yes.
No doubt about
best it. Is 21, and best is 20. 21 and 20 is 41. You're still on the five, baby. You're still on the five.
Five on it.
See. So, again, we and just share our parts and what they're doing. All I do is hear what you all are saying and put the numbers behind it and let you know that wherever you are, you're already saying it by the number of the word, you know, and that's my part to have us see these words by the number and the words we say and others say to us because we can control it then. We can control because we're able to see all these words by the number in any way we want to see these words, not by the word that they call us for a perfect example. Somebody might call me a black MF. And when I break that number down and it comes back to God, you don't know. I see God and what you trying to discredit, make me feel bad, try to curse. No, not with these English words. You can't. See?